George Conway's campaign spends $5.7 million, receives only 6,177 votes. By Alana Mastrangelo on June 24, 2026. George Conway's campaign reportedly spent $5.7 million, only to receive a mere 6,177 votes in New York's 12th Congressional District's Democrat primary. That's $850 a vote, which is much more than even Mike Bloomberg spent per vote in the 2020 Dem primary. Alex Pfeiffer, a Republican communications consultant who once served as White House Principal Deputy Communications Director, revealed in a Tuesday X post. George Conway, who ran for Congress in New York's 12th Congressional District, ended up losing the Democrat primary on Tuesday. Conway, one of the most notorious sufferers of Trump derangement syndrome who left the Republican Party after a painfully public political fuss with then-wife and Trump loyalist Kellyanne Conway, brought up the rear in an astounding fifth place with only 6.2% of the projected vote. Wow, Mr. Kellyanne Conway, a Trump deranged loser at the highest level, is getting absolutely crushed in the primaries tonight, President Donald Trump reacted in a Tuesday night Truth Social post. He'll end up at about 5% of the vote in a rather weak field of young and aggressive communists, the president added. No wonder his husband dumped him like a dog. This is a truly unattractive person, both inside and out. Have a nice life, George. Trump was not the only one to react to Conway's epic election loss. George Conway is so ridiculous and embarrassing that he has caused me to lose all respect for Wachtel, Lipton Rosen, and Katz, author Daniel Friedman wrote, referring to the New York law firm where Conway spent decades as a litigator. What kind of idiot would give George Conway $5.7 million? Another ex-user asked. That's an impressive return on investment if your goal was just to prove money can't buy you an election, a third joked. But how many media profiles did he win? Journalist Brent Scher quipped. Ha ha. What a fat loser. Another ex-user laughed. Hilarious, another echoed. One ex-user commented, he really showed Trump, adding a laughing crying emoji to their post. Reminds me of the old playground saying, don't go away mad, just go away George, another said. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.